Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sarah.
Kirby.
Happy anniversary, babe. Love you so much.
Look at us, the proud parents of a three-year-old. We kept them alive, thriving.
We tried, at least. There were some flop moments. We had a flop era.
Did we? I don't think we did.
I always like to say we had a flop era because that means you can come back up. So we had a flop era, but now we're riding high, year three. It's like our junior year of figuring out how to podcast.
Oh my gosh, I loved junior year. So I love that you said that.
I did love junior year too. It was actually chaotic in so many ways, but like...
Which is exactly how this is.
Yes.
Always. But we, you know, we know ourselves a little bit better. We're more confident.
Correct. And we want to do something different for our third year to celebrate. So our actual anniversary was last Friday, the 9th. And, or was it? Yeah, the 9th. No, the 8th. No, the 7th. Wow. Am I losing it? Is it the 9th or the 7th? We got in this conversation another year too. They were like, it's the 7th. It's the 9th. I think it was the 9th.
To me, it's just like early July.
Okay. July 9th was our official first podcast episode because we made the announcement the Tuesday before July 2nd, 2019. Oh, wait, hold on. We have a question. Wait, is this being recorded for a real pod? Yes. So that's the kicker. If you're listening just on your regular commute or whenever you listen to Los Angeles, we are recording this live right now with actual Glamgelinos listening who will be partaking in the participation and the fun of the pod. So that's what we're doing that's different for this particular anniversary app.
I know. That's why everyone has to participate, but no pressure, but also please participate because we want your sweet little Glamgelino voices to be part of this anniversary special.
No, but I don't like putting people on the spot because when I was in school, like I felt like I was a good student, but if I got called on, I froze. Like I could not, I was just terrified. I was terrified to give presentations in front of my classmates. I was afraid to give answers to my teachers because I didn't want to sound stupid. So I get you. If you want to just stay in the chat, stay in the chat.
But that's the beauty of Spotify Live. It's just the audio.
Facts.
And yeah, you keep your, but it's just like we're hanging out, everyone.
That's no printer.
Wish that this was in person and maybe that'll be our next birthday or sooner. But I love that we're doing this and I can't believe this is the first time we're doing this actually.
I know. I want this to be a consistent thing because it's a lot of fun, but I have a more important matter to talk about right now.
Oh, God.
And it's not that I just spent $17 on a Hailey Bieber skin smoothie from Erewhon. Okay. Khloe Kardashian is having another baby with Tristan Thompson. And I can't do this anymore. I can't do it.
I mean, you know what I thought because I immediately messaged you my feelings. But even more shocking to me that it was a planned pregnancy.
Yes, it's a surrogacy. So initially TMZ was like, congratulations are in order. Khloe's having another baby with Tristan. And in my head, I'm going, I literally saw all of those birthday photos she posted. She has to be super early in her pregnancy announcing this because she's not showing.
Right. Which is like,
lo and behold,
for a celebrity, you know, they wait until at least 25 plus weeks.
Yes. And then she announces that it's a well, she didn't. TMZ did, who basically has the direct line to Kris Jenner.
When are they ever wrong? When are they ever wrong?
When are they ever wrong? Honestly, people like to hate on TMZ, but they are right 99.99% of the time.
Yes. But yes, Jacqueline, Khloe deserves better than Tristan.
Okay, I want to say this. Somebody put this in the chat. She should have just gotten a sperm donor. One of my friends said this. They were like, are there no other sperm donors for this woman to take on? And I have to agree at this point. Like, why him?
I get the, like, sibling of it all. You know? Like, I get that. Shared parents. Like, it's beautiful. Great. Is there a possibility in which this surrogate is, like, one of Tristan's mistresses?
Okay. Sarah? After this, we're writing the television series based on this surrogacy, basically. I'm scared. I'm scared for so many reasons. What is, like, for me, I feel so connected to Chloe. She is a 27 sister, meaning her birthday, June 27th. I'm December 27th. We are exactly 6 months apart. I feel like she is so much water in her chart, like very emotional.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Jonna, I also was wondering the timeline of events because past few months, she's just been denying any like connection, right, to Tristan. And then they caught photos of them like at a brunch together. But she was like, well, everyone's baby daddy was at this Father's Day brunch or whatever. Like deny.
I don't know. And that's another point that one of my friends brought up in the chat too. Like if they would have been planning this, perhaps it's been planned for so long that like now it's finally coming to fruition. And we're seeing all the stuff from December and June, you know, because it's on the delay. I want people to live their own life.
Of course.
But it's becoming increasingly more difficult to
root for Chloe.
Yes, because I always want to root for Chloe. I think
she's the most like relatable of the sisters, if any of them are relatable at all, right? Like she's right. The one everyone's like, we would be best friends. We would be at a bar together drinking. We would be shopping, etc. But then like, yeah, stuff like this happens and you're like, wait.
I want her to have her moment where she is dating like above her pay grade, if that makes sense. Like Kim did it with Kanye, right?
No.
And took her to the next level. I think Courtney's moment was with Travis Barker. He has longevity in the industry. He's like an iconic drummer from an iconic band.
Right.
So who's Chloe's person? It's not Tristan.
No. And that's not to say, you know, Tristan's a good NBA player, sure. But the history, the scandal, the way he's treated her, it is inexcusable.
No more athletes for her. None.
No more athletes.
No. Absolutely not. Okay, we won't keep... Okay, Ethan says good NBA player is debatable. I almost said this, but I didn't want to knock this man any more than I already do.
Well, it's very hard to be an NBA player. So I just want... As someone who wishes they could be in the WNBA, I'm just trying to pay my respects. But I 100% agree. We'll see how this all unfolds.
And thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
It's like the generic thing we say when like nobody will do anything about anything. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers. Great.
Jason Momoa. Wow. Okay.
Oh, Jason Momoa and Chloe? I can get it. But is he back with Lisa?
No, is he?
I think they're back together.
But he was dating someone else who was really hot too, right? Anyways, I mean, that was a really iconic pair. So I'm glad that they're back together if that's true.
Okay, wait. But on the last note of BDE, did you see that Kevin Hart interviewed Pete Davidson and Pete said his like big thing now is he wants to be a dad? That man is gunning to marry Kim Kardashian. I'm telling you right now, they're going to get married. They're going to get married.
And if anyone can have a baby at 40 plus years, well, she'll surrogate.
She'll surrogate.
Surrogate.
100%. She will surrogate it up and she will marry.
And follow the steps of her mother and have, you know, the mixed family. It all worked out.
Peter Davidson.
Wow.
Love
that. Wow. Okay. Should we hop into Wife?
What's on your face?
Yes, we should. Remember when we used to say that together? We used to say, welcome to Los Angeles in unison. And then we would try to do what's on your face. And then we were like, this is hard. Let's just pre-record it.
Yep. And then life got a lot easier.
Yeah. Look at us learning and growing. Okay. But Kirby, do you want to start? What
sure.
is on your beautiful face?
Okay, so y'all know that we love Urban Decay over here. I mean, an institution, if we do say so ourselves. And, you know, they've had some hit or misses with recent launches. Like, I don't feel like a lot of people are talking about them at all.
Yeah. But, and, you know, it's hard to stay relevant right now. There's just so many brands. So I get it.
I also think with Wendy leaving, they kind of lost their luster a little bit. I'm going to be honest. Okay. She's the woman that brought them to life. So, you know, when she leaves, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. And there's always growing pains with acquisitions. We know this.
Yep. So I feel like, you know, there was like a whole slew of things where, like, you know, they killed off the original Naked palette and then they brought back all these different Naked palettes. And I'm just kind of like, okay, what's the strategy here? Well, they launched a new product today that I'm really, really, really loving. And I think it's because it actually delivers on what it claims. So it's called the Lip Bond liquid lipstick. It's a part of the Vice lipstick family. And I'm normally not a big fan of liquid lipsticks. Y'all know this. I don't really like matte all too much. I like a really glossy lip. And this happens to be glossy. And if anybody has been following me since I was at Pop Sugar, you may recall a time where I did a show called Kirby Tries. And I reviewed Lip Sense, which is...
Nearly got attacked.
I mean, nearly? Nearly. Okay. Well, we'll rehash that on at a later date. But I tried it, and unfortunately, they sent me product but didn't send me the second step. So then I critiqued it based on what I received, and I was like, my lip skin is coming off in sheets. It's singeing my lips, but the lipstick is not going anywhere. It's not coming off on anybody's skin. It's not coming off when I eat. So, but people obviously didn't like the fact that I didn't use it correctly, which I understand. But to my defense, I also was not sent the right products. Anyways, I digress. This product, this lip bond, really does bond to your lips, and it does not take two steps. It does not make your lips burn like you're getting a chemical peel on your lips. And it's not owned by an MLM, which we love to see. So I have a favorite shade. It's called Textum. It's kind of like a rosy, it's essentially a rosy pink. Okay.
Okay.
And when you put it on, I'm going to show you, Sarah. So when you put it on, you swipe it one coat. Okay. It's really, really opaque. And that's because you're not supposed to go over it again and again and again. You literally do one swipe up top, one swipe on the bottom. You don't blot your lips together. You let it set for a couple of seconds. And this is after you really like shake the product. I don't think y'all can hear that.
Wait, is that it? That's all you do?
You shake it, one swipe on top, one swipe on bottom. You get this full, bold, pigmented lip color that's super glossy. And then once it sets, it does not come off. It's 16-hour wear. And I was actually shocked. So they have a new face for this particular launch. It's Chloe Cherry. She is Faye in Euphoria. Allure had me interview her for a story who she was like hilarious and just like this little fairy angel. And she has these giant, big, filled lips. And she was showing me like how she applies it. I'm like, okay, everybody, every product claims that it lasts for however long. I don't think this is going to work any better than anything else. And I swear on the beauty gods, this stuff does not budge. It does not. And the crazy part is that it's glossy. So
yeah, that's really, and it's just one product.
It's one product. It's not like a seal. There's not a sealant or anything that you have to put on top. It all comes in one formula. The product is $25. It comes in 12 different shades. Right now, the one shade that's sold out is called Safe Word. So in true Urban Decay fashion, they're, you know, it's a little sexually suggestive. Like one of the taglines they sent over in the press release was like, lasts longer than your ex-boyfriend. And I was like, whoa, okay. I mean, damn. Like, really tell it like it is, Urban Decay. So anyways, if you're looking for a long-lasting lipstick product, maybe you have a big event that's coming up, like a wedding, a party, a photo shoot, I don't know. Or maybe you just don't want to have to reapply your lipstick after you eat at lunch at work. I highly recommend checking this out. It is worth every penny, in my opinion. It's vegan. in Cruelty Free, which we love.
How do you remove?
Oh, thank you for bringing this up. You have to use an oil-based cleanser to remove it.
So like how, you know, Maybelline, the long wear. Yes, that is like, it's not going to move. You have to literally scrub with the oil cleanser. Yeah.
The Stay Matte ink from Maybelline, for sure, is like essentially the matte version of this.
Right.
This, I mean, you have to, I was using the Inky List Oat Cleansing Balm to really like kind of scrub my lips. Because I tried it at first with just the Fresh Soy face cleanser and it was not coming off. Like my whole face was clean except for my lips.
Yeah.
Because it's also water resistant. Okay. So if y'all want this to come off, you have to use some type of oil-based cleanser. If you do have makeup wipes on hand, this is the time to use them. Like, wow. I feel like that's when you would utilize a makeup wipe.
Totally. Zoe Wiles says, is anyone else over the seductive marketing? We talked about this on an episode a long time ago, especially around all of the mascaras that were launching that were like Climax, Orgasm, Better Than Sex. I was like, all right, enough.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, guys, like, why does everything have to be so sexually forward? Like, we can be sexually liberated without being like, I'm wearing Snatch on my cheeks. My eyelashes are better than sex.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Someone on the Refinery team, they pulled up a link for Better Than Sex mascara at Nordstrom, and the like meta or whatever was 69. Like someone at Nordstrom was like having fun and like playing, like they put 69 in like the URL. This has gone too far.
It has.
Too far. But Kirby, I'm really excited to try that. It'll go with my dry lips.
Well, I think too, they have a really great red called Unbreakable that I feel like is right up your alley.
Okay.
Or maybe PDA, IDK, IDK, but
PDA?
PDA.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hold what on. Is on your face?
Okay. So I know we just talked about like cream blushes, but I want to shout out our dear friend of the pod, Monica Blunder. She has a new addition to her Monica Blunder beauty line. It is the Liquid Flush Cheek Tint. So it says Liquid Flush, but it's actually more of a mix of like a cream and a liquid. So, which I personally love, because while I do love cream blushes, I feel like sometimes it can be like really thick and like, you know, you can over apply and then like have to start over. So this product, it's like super smooth, super blendable, really, really buildable. It's like almost foolproof. Like you really can't mess up because it's so buildable. And it's made with, as we know, or if you listened to the episode that we did with Monica, she's from Austria. So it's made with all of these like Austrian botanicals that she grew up with. It's got Edelweiss, shout out to Sound of Music, and then Arnica. So it's all like, you know, good for your skin, quote unquote. But my favorite part about the product, in addition to the formula being so buildable, are like all of the shades, I think, are super flattering to the.
I agree. I'm looking right now and they like, I want Rome on my face so bad.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's the one I have right here. I mean, in the last episode we did, we were talking about like orangey coral blushes. Like this looks so good on like my skin. It would look amazing on your skin. And again, like super buildable. And, this is why it's like, she knows what she's doing. She's been a makeup artist for so long, and it makes such a difference when you are working with someone, or sorry, I should say someone who has been in the industry for so long and has worked with so many different skin tones and products and formulas. They like know how to develop the right colors, right? Rome totally. Is this beautiful, yeah, like corally orange. But I also, as we always say, we're growing and learning. And I think in the last episode, I was like, I don't really wear a lot of like pink blush because I feel like it never shows on my skin or it doesn't look good. But literally, I have not stopped wearing this like pink color called Munchen. And so all of I think these are like named, yeah, they're named after her like favorite cities. Like you would look at this and maybe think like that might not show on like a deeper skin tone.
It's a neutral pink, it says on the website. So initially, when you were saying pink, I thought you were going to refer to Salzburg, which
Yes.
is a peachy pink,
Yes.
but this one looks almost more like a beige.
Yes, it's like a beigey pink. And I was like, this isn't going to look good on me, but it actually looks so amazing. It's like a very, very natural flush.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, converted me into like a pink blush girl. So thank
Look
you.
at us swapping cheek colors.
I know. I love that we evolve.
One thing I noticed on the website for Monica, it looks like there are a few different types of triglycerides in this blush, which helps to spread the product more evenly and gives your skin a more smooth looking finish.
Yes, absolutely. Which
So
is
instead of it just sitting on top, it's actually helping to kind of like smooth out the
cover.
texture.
That's why I was saying it's like foolproof. You really can't go wrong. I was applying so much of it, blending it, putting it on like the bridge of my nose for that sun-kissed look that everyone's going for right now, and it just looked so good. So it's $28. You can get it on Monica's website, and I think she works with a few retailers. So we'll definitely link. But if you guys have not tried any products from Monica Blender, absolutely must try. I suggest this. You know, Kirby and I love what is the name of the
Blunder cover.
blender cover,
Her
and
brushes, incredible.
so good. So this is like so good for summer, but I will be wearing this all year round.
I want to know about the blushes y'all are wearing. I'm seeing some people in the discussion mention a few brands. Kelly mentioned Juvia's Place lipsticks. Let's see, Rare Beauty changing the game in terms of like nice, kind names for beauty products.
Also makes like such a good blush.
All the blushes that they have launched from Rare Beauty are incredible. Okay, Tower 28, Magic Hour is it. Yes, Hannah, we agree. We love all of the blushes from Tower 28. Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Wand. Oh my God, yes. The wands from Charlotte, darling. The beautiful, beautiful wands. We love to see it. MAC blushes, a tried and a true. We love to hear. Oh,
Yep.
yes.
Westman for
Weston.
sure. Jones Road. Say has a really great one too. Agree. Milk makeup. It's been a minute since I've revisited my Milk makeup blush.
That's great. These are all great suggestions. We need to screen record like all of the chat so we can go back
Yes.
and write down all of the products that people are suggesting.
But we want to pass the mic to anyone who would like to come on stage and
Does
share their
anybody have a
voice.
voice that they want to share with the public? If not, we don't want to put anybody on the spot. Oh, we have someone. Look at
You
Jack.
guys, I honestly have stage fright. I feel like I am sitting on Ellen's white chair right now. Like, this is truly a moment for me. This is so fun. So, I'm back again with, I seem to be such an Aveda fan, which I am. This is another hair product. I talked about another Aveda product last wife when you guys asked for some people to call in. But this is the Botanical Repair line. It's an intensive strengthening mask. I have a perm. I
Oh,
always
you
get
have a perm? It's not natural?
no, but
Mac, you fooled
let's
me.
lie and
Oh my
keep
God.
telling people it
You're
is.
gonna have to share where in Los Angeles you get your perm because
You
I feel
cheeky devil. I thought you had naturally curly hair, Jack.
Okay, you know what's funny is that I actually fly back to South Dakota every time to get my
Oh
perm
my God.
because I don't know where to go.
Wow, that's like high maintenance of you. And I
I
love
know,
that.
but then I like make a trip out of it, see my mom, see my dog. It's great. But yeah, so it's the intensive repair strengthening mask. For me, I'm looking for stuff that's like strengthening, but it's not going to like get rid of my curl, which I'm always like a little nervous about. I haven't had my perm for like too long, but it's very strengthening, and that's all I kind of know about it. But I love Aveda. I've used it for literally since I was like in, I don't even know, when I was in like middle school growing up. And then one other thing with hair, I have been going on a lot of hikes recently, and I noticed I got a really bad scalp sunburn. And I was like, oh my God, is my hair thinning? Like, this is the worst day of my life. And so I went to Ulta and I got the Kula scalp and hair mist. It smells really nice. And then I just get to protect my scalp, which is amazing. So that's all I have.
Okay. First of all, I just need you to know that after you came on the show, or called the hotline rather, and did your voice for Aveda, I got so much Aveda stuff. I got the rosemary mint shampoo and conditioner, which is currently in my shower. I really went on an Aveda tangent. So thank you for bringing them back into the forefront of my brain. Oh my God. Because I grew up loving Aveda.
I was going to say the same thing. You like encouraged us to go back down the Aveda memory lane. And I now also have Aveda in my shower. I have a new, one of their new like conditioning masks.
Yes. I love that. I want maybe a check or two.
Yeah. Send your affiliate link.
Influenced by Jack. And then the Kula mist, that is such a great tip, because I feel like right now everybody is going out into the sun more. And also if you like don't want to mess up your hair, like I know putting on a hat is like a really great way to protect your scalp, but like sometimes you want the vibe to be my hair is exposed and I don't want to cover it up.
Totally. Very that. And I'm going up Runyon, and it's like, if I'm going to see Gerard Butler, like I want to look good.
1000%.
Which I did. You guys, oh, I did see him.
Oh, okay. You need to show off that perm.
I know. No. And okay, so it's 2 fluid ounces, but I feel like it's going to last a while because it's a mist. Like, you're not putting that much on. So we love.
I also have to say Kula makes a really good after sun gel for the body.
Yep.
Really, really good.
Yep. Agreed. Jack, you know, we love you. Thank you so much for your support and for coming up on stage and sharing another one of your fabulous, or another 2 of your fabulous wives.
Thank you so much, Ellen and Oprah. This is amazing. Wow.
Okay. I call Oprah.
Okay, sorry, fine.
Now we have Zoe. Zoe, welcome to the stage.
You know, we love that name.
Yes, we do.
I have called in before. I was the one person who still uses Glossier, so.
Wait, Zoe, no. You're single-handedly bringing back Glossier. I believe in Glossier. I believe
also,
in that.
Also, you're definitely not the only person.
There is, I know. Still, I actually have the new number one pencils. I haven't tried them yet, but they look really nice.
Oh, I actually have not tried it either, and I'm like really intrigued. So let us know what your review is after you try it.
Okay, well, but anyway, my what's on the face is, so apparently everyone and their mom is in Europe, and I was in Europe, in Spain, in March, and so if anyone's going to Europe soon, the Caudalie sunscreen is, like, so good, and it makes me mad that I am not in Europe to get it all the time, so I'm, like, rationing it, because I only bought 2 little bottles, but it is so, so good.
Ooh, okay, tell us more.
I'm extremely jealous.
Yes. What is the, like, what's the texture like? How much SPF's in it?
Here, let me grab the bottle so I can make sure I have all the details.
Please do, because Caudalie is one of my favorite brands. I have said this 8,000 times on this podcast. It's, like, one of the products that my mom bought religiously from Sephora was the Vino Perfect Serum to help with pigmentation. And I remember when I was 18 years old going into her bathroom at my childhood home and like pouring a little bit in a sample bottle and my mom being like, Kirby, what are you doing? This product is too expensive for you to be taking this much from me. Like, I need the entire bottle.
Baby Kirby did not need that. But also, can we just say too, their beauty, the face mist, the beauty elixir is hands down, like top 3 face mists.
Agreed. I just saw somebody post that they were like products I will never buy, like are expensive products that I'll never buy. Cause it is an expensive face mist. It's like $46. So you're like, oh, like this is like you're bougie and you want a really good face mist. Like Caudalie's is great, but it has the rosemary in it. And so he was saying that it like irritated him when he would spray it because it like irritated his eyes and nose, which I understand.
Okay. But well, also, I'm sorry.
Spray it in your eyeball.
I apologize that that's how you feel about that.
That's what I.
It transports me to the spa immediately.
Same. But,
okay, Zoe, you have the bottle.
I have the bottle. So it's 50 plus. It's 1.3 fluid ounces. I honestly don't remember how much I paid for this because I threw out all the bottles and I just bought a bunch of sunscreen. And so I was on my, like, I haven't traveled for 2 years trip. So I was like, I'm buying everything. It's like a very like light.
Plus, I want it so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's also reef safe. I don't know how I feel about that, but that's what it says. I think it also says it's ocean protect. I don't know also what that is, but you know, it makes me feel better about my beauty choices. So
you know what? It's these marketing terms that'll get you, Zoe. And Zoe, by the way, Haley in the chat says you can get it through Cult Beauty in the US.
I saw that. I'm going to have to make an order now.
Same.
Oh, and someone got it. Kelly got it from Space NK.
Great.
We love our community.
Yeah, so it's like a very like lightweight kind of runny texture. It really reminds me of if you ever use like the Beach Shield from Crave Beauty, RIP, uh-huh. I still miss it. But it's very similar texture to that. I actually think I might like this one more.
Wow. Okay, Zoe. So Sarah and I are going to be on the hunt. We're going to go to, where is it, Cult Beauty first and make a little order. And then we can review it on the pod too. But you have influenced us, Zoe. So drop that affiliate link, girl.
We're all influencers today.
All of us. Do you have anything else you wanted to share or just that lovely sunscreen?
I really haven't been using anything else lately. So
no, we love that.
That's my one, what's on your face.
Thank you,
Zoe. Oh, I want to know the name again.
Oh, it's just like, I think it's just a Caudalie sunscreen. I think they only have this. Oh, maybe it's called the Vino Sun. I think that's what it's called.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Zoe, thank you so much for coming up on stage.
Thank you. This was really fun.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye. So if there's anybody else that wants to join, oh, we have a speaker request. Katie K, here we go. We'll do one more voice.
Katie and your cute dog.
Oh, hello. Thank you. That is Miss Chimichurri, my Airedale Terrier.
Wow.
We are first-time callers, long-time listeners from Seattle.
Woo!
Yeah. So obviously it's summer, thinking about skin. As somebody with keratosis pilaris, always trying to look for good exfoliants. And I would love to give a call out to topicals. It actually works. It's amazing. They have... let's see, it's called High Roller. It's so good. Back of the arms, bikini line, any areas where you need a little extra chemical exfoliation, highly recommend it. I got mine from Sephora. It also is very aesthetically pleasing, so something to keep in mind.
Katie,
we love topicals.
Excellent decision. Like right when you said topical, Sarah and I are on Zoom right now looking at each other and we both shook our heads like, yes, yes.
Love to hear it. Well, thank you ladies so much and happy summer.
Happy summer, Katie. Thank you so much.
Kirby, have you tried their new, the topicals brightening and clearing mist?
Ooh, no, I haven't.
I have not either, but it has gotten rave reviews and we had someone from our refinery team try it and it like worked so incredibly well.
I mean, all of their products have worked for me, the ones that I've been able to try. So I'm not surprised at all. Obviously, we had the founders on the pod, like right when they kind of launched, like a couple of months after. What that was that 2020? Was that 2020 or 2021? I can't even remember at this point.
I think it was 2020.
Yeah, because it was right when they first launched.
Yeah, and they were just so incredibly, like, Olamide, she's, what, like, 28 or something? Like, she's so young.
No, isn't she younger?
I mean, probably. She's a genius.
Yeah, she really is. Good for her. Let's move on to... beauty headlines.
Okay. As I teased, we've got some juicy news. Kirby, have you heard of vabbing?
Unfortunately, I was informed by both you and Hannah. And by the way, Hannah is in the chat, y'all. She is our third of the Los Angeles family. If you see anything posted on social media, it's because of Hanners. Yes. So Hanners goes into our group chat and says, have y'all heard of vabbing? And I said, absolutely not. And Sarah said, yes.
Unfortunately, yes. So also shout out to Hannah. We love you. Okay. So for those of you who are still unfamiliar with what vabbing is, it is a trend that has recently been popping up all over TikTok. And it is the practice of using one's own vaginal secretions as perfume. So vagina plus vabbing. You would, with clean hands, stick your finger into your vagina, dab the essences onto the pressure points as you would your typical perfume, behind the ears, on your wrists, and that is vabbing. And people are doing it because it is potentially attracting partners. So that's what people are doing. I have not tried it yet. not trying to attract anyone. Has anyone tried it in the chat?
Nobody in this chat is about to admit that they're sticking their fingers up their to attract a mate.
Clean has to be clean. You know, we have to be hygienic. Okay. Well, listen, to each their own. And I was actually listening to our fellow beauty podcast friends, Sable Young and Tynan Buck, who host Smell You Later, which is like a fragrance podcast. And of course, they were talking about vabbing. And I learned that there's actually very little research showing that pheromones affect human mating behavior. Like, because they're saying, oh, it's like, so, you know, like the pheromones in the vagina juices is like, it's, you know, it's like primal, like, you know, men are going to like flock to you, or whoever is going to flock to you. But actually, humans don't have the functioning organ that you need to process the pheromones. So like, there is no evidence that shows that like, by you doing that, you're actually like attracting people. However, maybe, which is a point that Sable made, maybe it just smells like sex to you. And that's what's like, you know, the attractive part. Kirby's face.
How are you supposed to smell it? Like after you put it, I don't know, y'all. Like, I feel like your lady parts, your vagina or vulva rather, I feel like your vulva smells the way it does because it's in the area that it's in and the function of the vulva. Like when you take your vaginal secretion and like put it on, isn't that going
to like, it like loses the smell anyways. It's not like, unless
that's what I'm saying. That's what I think.
You had like VV, which please don't be spreading that around.
Correct.
Like then it shouldn't really have like, you know, like you said, like a strong odor, or like if you're transferring it from your vagina to your ear, like it's not going to last or whatever.
And this is a TikTok trend, right?
Yes, but it started a few years ago on a podcast actually. And then of course, as TikTok does, they take old news and like bring it back to life.
Hannah, I'm grounding you. You're grounded. You're being grounded. She said, a first date, get ready with me. She's banned. Hannah, you're getting spanking.
I want you to try it and let me know. Because all these people on TikTok are claiming that it's worked for them. So by all means, you do you. I think, too, a point that was made was that it, if anything, it like makes... maybe, I don't know. I don't know that this would happen to me, but it makes some people feel more confident, like, and sexy. I don't know. And
I have vaginal secretion underneath my earlobe.
Like I'm wearing myself. I feel sexy and strong. Sure.
Yeah, that's called a sociopath. Okay. That's called a sociopath.
If that like makes you feel like the shit, and you know, by all means. You know, we're not here to judge, but I'm telling you scientifically, it's not going to work that way.
I feel like the shit as I spray Tom Ford Neroli Portofino. That's when I feel like the shit. Not when my vaginal secretion is all over my bod.
No.
No, thank you.
So that's what the kids are doing.
I'm talking about this in front of my boyfriend who is listening in the chat. So just letting y'all know this.
Kelly, we have had one episode about fragrance with the Boy Smells founder.
Yes, but you know what? I do want to do a collab with Smell You Later with Tynan and Sable because they're both beauty journalists.
Patrick!
They have both been, wow, sounds cheaper than Tom Ford. Patrick, okay, I'm banning you from this chat.
I know why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Get around
these bottles. So here we go. Okay, we are going to move on from vabbing. If you want to vab, go vab by yourself. Okay.
But tell us how it worked. Tell us how it goes.
Like, call the hotline if you vab and it worked for you. Okay.
I met my future partner for life because I vabbed. Would love to hear that.
So headline number two is Kim K denies getting filler. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of thoughts on this, and the chat may go wild, but please pull yourselves together, people. So Kimberly Noel graced the cover of Allure this past week. I did find it a little funny that it was the Science of Natural Beauty issue, okay? But
I didn't even notice that.
This amazing, amazing writer who I, like, reached out to because I thought that she was so incredible writing the story. She interviewed Kim. And one of my dreams in life is to get Kim to analyze my face. So the fact that this woman got her face analyzed by Kim Kardashian is just like, my jealousy knows no bounds.
And Kim has been saying this for years, like yes. For years and years. We were at an event with Kim and Madonna where she was like, people come up to me all the time. You know, strangers, celebrities DM me and ask me what to do, what I would do if I had their face.
Correct. Yes. And literally that's the moment I said, one day my face will be analyzed by Kim and she will tell me what to do and I will do every single step of it. So the writer, Danielle, asked, what do you have in your face right now? I have my theories. Kim says, a little bit of Botox, pointing to the space between her brows, but I've chilled actually. Danielle asks, no filler? And then Kim says, no filler. And Danielle goes, your lips and your cheeks, no filler? And Kim says, no filler. Never filled either one, ever. And then Danielle proclaims, eyelash extensions. You have eyelash extensions. And Kim says, no. And Danielle goes back and says, yes. And she says, no, I've never had eyelash extensions. I've never done anything. I have a drop of mascara on today. I've never filled my cheeks and I've never filled my lips. And like, we already know this, but Kim says, I care. I really genuinely care about looking good. I probably care more than 90% of the people on this planet. Yes, Kimberly, we know this. You are a very extremely vain Libra. I say this in a loving way because a lot of my best friends are Libras. It's not easy when you're a mom and you're exhausted at the end of the day or you're in school. And I'm all of the above. I do my beauty treatments usually late at night after everyone's in bed. I'm doing laser treatments, which we also know because literally she was getting all kinds of facials and things at like midnight at her home. So a lot of people don't believe her.
Like passionately, like disagree. Like so many derms on TikTok are like taking it very personally. That's it's kind of crazy.
And okay, so before I get into what my thoughts are, what do you think?
Okay, well, I will preface this by saying that I'm like really bad at identifying. Like, I still couldn't tell if someone got a boob job. Like, I'm just like really bad at it. So, and I will also say, I've interviewed and seen Kim many times in person, and she is obviously such a stunning, beautiful woman, and do I think her butt is real? No. But her face looked appropriate for like her age. Like she definitely had some wrinkles and lines. And yeah, it looked like her face. Her eyelashes, she's like an Armenian woman. Like, have you seen the hair on these women? Obviously, like she wears a lot of extensions in her hair, but like definitely like I think her eyelashes are hers. I believe her when she says she hasn't gotten filler because I just like, why would I not? You know, like, I feel like she's making such a bold claim to say that she's never, ever gotten it. And why would she lie? She's so honest about everything else, minus the butt, and you know, about her life. So that's what I think. And that's what you think too, right? That she is not lying.
I do not think she's lying, but I have a caveat.
Yes.
So first and foremost, I take the eyelash thing personally.
As someone born with beautiful long lashes.
I do have long eyelashes. It's the one gift God bestowed upon baby Kirby before she was born. Okay. In the womb. I get really irritated when people ask me if I have fake eyelashes. Because it's like, they do not believe me. And do I wear fake eyelashes from time to time? Yes. Have I been dabbling in some Lashify recently? Of course. I am a beauty writer. I try all different types of eyelash enhancing products.
Right. And like, if Kim's going to the Met Gala, she's probably got some falsies in there.
Totally. I've also used Latisse in the past to see how it worked. And for the record, it did work. I broke off my eyelashes and they grew back. So go Latisse if that's your jam. But to me, looking at Kim, her lashes when she's not wearing makeup, I'm like, she has long lashes. Those are not eyelash extensions. They don't look fake. They don't look perfect. They just look like long lashes. So I totally believe her. And I would bet if I had $1 million on that, that she has real lashes. In terms of the filler, I agree with her and I agree with Sarah in that Kim does look her age. But I think because of how heavily edited her photos are on social media, it's hard for people to grasp that because she looks so flawless and so filtered on these platforms. It's the same thing. It's basically round two of J-Lo. Nobody believes are believed that J-Lo didn't get Botox when she said she's never tried Botox. But if you see unedited photos of her getting, you know, papped or on a red carpet before they've hit Instagram or whatever magazine, she has hollows under her eyes. She has lines under her eyes. She has lines on her forehead. She looks her age and she looks good, but she is not like pulled and tucked and all of these other things. But again, I even kind of poked fun at it because I'm like, olive oil did not make you look like this. And also the other part is how edited your photos are. So rightfully, I think there is backlash to this.
Yeah.
All that being said, I think Kim, if you look at photos of Kim, her lips have not really changed in size at all. If anything, they've gotten a little bit more wrinkly. Mm-hmm. And her cheeks have always, they've never been huge. And the thing I was thinking, I think about this stuff, y'all, when I'm like washing my own face. I'm like, I never look at Kim Kardashian and think that she looks filled in the face. I have never once thought that woman's gone overboard with her face. But I do think that she's had some type of cosmetic surgery where it's the Cupid lift, where they cut a piece of skin underneath the nose and it essentially lifts the lip so that the philtrum area is smaller. And what that does is when you're a baby, you have a naturally small philtrum area. Mm-hmm. So by reducing the size, it makes you appear younger. It also gives your top lip more surface area. Like right now I have Botox lip flip, utilizing a neurotoxin. It's like 10 units, five on one side, five on the other side of my top lip. And it's funny because it makes it hard for me to suck out of a straw. But also I noticed that my top lip is more exposed because at night I have to like douse my lips in like Vaseline because they dry out really easily. So for me, I don't think Kim is lying, but I think it's kind of like lying by omission. She could have easily gotten this Cupid lift done during quarantine.
Totally. But she's not lying if she's saying she's never gotten filler, right? Yeah. If the interviewer said, have you gotten any other surgical treatments on your face? Then maybe, right?
Totally. But they were able to kind of skirt around that. So,
and honestly, like so much respect to this writer because to be this bold with Kim Kardashian, incredible.
I'm gonna
masterclass.
I will be framing this issue. Like the issue is iconic for so many reasons, like and mostly because of this writer. So those are my thoughts on Kimberly Noel. Jack is asking about their BBLs and if they're getting dissolved. I don't think that Chloe's is dissolved. I definitely don't think that Kylie's is dissolved. I think Kim, because she lost like, what, 21 pounds?
Yeah.
She's the thinnest we've ever seen her.
Yeah.
And perhaps she did. Perhaps she was like, this is getting out of control. We need to dissolve some of this. And I think she looks good, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I think she looks incredible for her. Like, for 41 years old and that bod and that face. Like, she's just a beautiful woman. I think she looks great. I do. I really do.
I agree. I know we have listeners who hate to hear it, but.
I know. So on that note, we won't harp on it any longer. Yeah. Let's get into a quick rousing rendition of Data Girl.
Yes. We're going to fly through this. So, wow, it's almost been an hour.
Yes.
Thank you everyone for staying on and joining. This has been so much fun, by the way. Okay.
I'm trying to come with you when you come home.
What'd she say?
He said, I hope I look like that in my 40s. First of all, he's turning 40 in like 2 weeks. Second of all,
Patrick, you've never looked better.
Truly, truly. This man has never looked hotter in his life until like the past 7 years that I've started dating him.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to do a quick round of Data Girl. I'm going to be quizzing Kirby and all of you on the current state of social beauty shopping.
Okay.
Where people are shopping via social, what retailer they're shopping from mostly. The stats are pulled from MicMac, which is a commerce, marketing, analytics, and e-commerce software platform. And I personally found some of these insights to be very interesting. And it also has some like insights about like how Gen Z shops. So I feel like all of us are constantly trying to figure that out. So
can I look in the doc?
Yes, you can look in the doc because I took out the answers. Okay. Social commerce currently drives over 85% of beauty e-commerce traffic, which is kind of crazy to me. Because remember when Instagram introduced shopping via the app and I was like, I'm not going to do that because I feel like I'm going to.
Oh, I do it all the time now.
Oh my! Well, now it's like the main way that I shop. But at first I remember being like, oh, I have to like put in my credit card information. This seems like it's going to be like fraud and, you know, all that stuff. And now it's like I buy so much unnecessary shit from Instagram.
They make it so easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Kirby and everyone. What three platforms, we'll start with an easy one. What three platforms are the top drivers of e-commerce traffic for beauty?
Okay, and this is social media?
Yeah, social media.
Okay, Instagram.
Yep, okay. Facebook and Instagram.
Number one?
Yes, so Facebook and Instagram has 40% of shoppers are originating from Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, wow.
What is the second?
Where are other people shopping? I don't think TikTok makes it easy to shop.
You're correct. TikTok is not one of the three.
Okay. Twitter?
No.
I'm trying to think of social media. Oh, Amazon.
No. Okay. So it's social, but like, I don't know that you would call it social.
Is it like Shop Talk Live?
Think of like OG content sharing. Where are people watching people talk about products and
QVC?
No. Okay. After that, socially. Is anyone say Erica got it?
Oh, YouTube?
YouTube.
Oh, it's so funny. I don't even consider
YouTube
like a social platform for some reason.
I know. Am I great at giving hints? I feel like I'm so bad at this. Okay. Third.
Like I'm like MySpace. Like, is that where
people are buying products through MySpace. 22% shoppers are being driven from YouTube. What about the last one, Kirby?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like any other social platform. Is it like Twitch or like Discord or something?
No. Think about, I feel like I told this to you when I was like, my niece, Katie, who's 16, she says that they use.
Oh. And Edward said it. Snapchat?
Yeah.
Wow.
12% Snapchat. All the kids still using Snapchat. And by the way, I have been enjoying all of Snapchat's filters again. They're so good.
I am not on Snapchat and I don't plan to be. Sorry, Snapchat. I'm too old. I've done enough. I'm on YouTube Shorts and I'm on TikTok. Yeah, I'm giving my contribution.
It's a lot. Okay. What platform leads in beauty product purchase intent? Like, I think that means like the most meaningful purchases, are coming from this platform. Like, people are spending a lot of time, and I think
Zoe also wanted to know where it fell, where Snapchat fell. So it was first like Meta, Instagram and Facebook, then YouTube, and then 12% Snapchat.
Yes.
Okay. What platform leads in driving beauty product purchase intent? Is it Instagram?
No, it's YouTube. You know, we think that it's not a thing anymore, but really it is.
No, driving. I disagree.
Yeah. Okay. So then yeah. You agree that you understand why so many beauty purchases are being made from it. I can totally see why. Like Kirby says many times, like, we're over the like 1 minute review. We're over the first impressions. We want like a very, you know, thought out, well reviewed product. And so that's why people are still shopping from YouTube.
I think people that found success and fame on TikTok got on their high horse a little too early, and now they're being bucked off because they go to things like VidCon and they're like, can't wait to see all my meet and greet. And then literally not a single soul shows up. And a lot of these like big name YouTubers are, pardon me, TikTokers are having a really hard time getting crossover in the real world because they're not really able to capitalize on the success of their TikTok on platforms like Instagram or even on YouTube, because frankly, nobody wants to listen to them talk for a long amount of time. They want to listen to them talk for 60 minutes or 60 seconds or 3 minutes, but not necessarily 10 minutes or a podcast or a long form YouTube video. I think of like the OGs on YouTube that really thrived and like set up how people buy beauty products, and like they kind of got like thrown by the wayside when TikTok became really popular. And now it's starting to come back around where like YouTube is not only like super important to things like this. Like if someone wants to buy a beauty product and they're going to invest money, they might see it on TikTok, but then they're going to run to YouTube and want to watch a long form video about why it did or didn't work.
Exactly.
And then, you know, there's also YouTube Shorts, which is essentially a ripoff of TikTok, but I have found like probably more success on YouTube Shorts than I have on like any other platform. So YouTube is very, very relevant. And I think people like TikTok's nice and shiny, but I don't know how they're going to parlay some of these successes into real life.
Agree.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, retailer-wise, Kirby, where do we think people are shopping the most?
Amazon?
No.
You're lying.
No. Okay, I know. This statistic actually, I was like, really? So let me just read the background. So it says, shoppers are making beauty purchases at many different types of retailers, obviously. Because of what Micmac is, they're basically encouraging people to like include all of these different retailers onto their website. So this one retailer apparently takes the lead as the top retailer of choice for beauty e-commerce shoppers on Micmac's like specific platform, with 38.5% of shoppers preferring to check out from this retailer.
Is it Target?
No. So Target is third. Target has 15%.
Okay.
Then the second place is at 17%. And it's, again, really, I mean, not surprising, but the competitor is not even anywhere near close. The direct competitor, I should say.
No, this 38.5% is like significantly higher than the other two.
Yes. It is a place we've spoken about, obviously. There's some really great brands that have recently like specifically launched at this retailer.
Ulta?
So Ulta is number two. Ulta's at 17%, which is what I was saying. It's surprising to me that it goes blank at 39%. Ulta second, Target third, and then Walgreens, Amazon, Macy's, CVS, Sephora is last which is wild.
Okay,
what have what have I not mentioned? No.
I'm losing it. People are like, anyone? TJ Maxx, Walmart.
Zoe and Kelly, Walmart.
See, that's crazy to me because I feel like there's so many Walmarts in the country. So like going to shop at a Walmart makes sense, but it says e-commerce.
I know.
And there are so many, for instance, I'll give you all an example. When I worked at Pop Sugar many eons ago, there was an e-commerce editor that did a sponsored story by Walmart and wrote it. And she included all of these high-end luxury brands that you could buy online at walmart.com. And it was through like them authorizing it through third-party drop ship whatevers. Uh-huh. And I had literally Tom Ford emailing me going, hi, we do not know this editor. Please remove this. This is not an authorized retailer of Tom Ford fragrances or makeup. So this doesn't, something's awry with this statistic. This does not... In terms of e-commerce, I mean, maybe I'm just out of touch. Are y'all buying your beauty products on Walmart.com?
But maybe because, like we've said before, there are probably more Walmarts in this country than there are Targets and Ultas. And so maybe it's just like brand loyalty. A lot of these Gen Zers are like, my parents shop at Walmart. And so like, I feel like they'll allow me to shop at Walmart and use their credit card. I don't know what the, no, I don't know.
Micmac's wrong. I'm calling it Micmac. You fucked up because this is not right. This is not right. Walmart does not carry enough relevant beauty brands for them to be at 40% of e-commerce beauty shopping. I'm sorry. It's absolutely false. It's patently false. I need to see the receipts here. I do not believe this. Jack's like, don't click on the batting link. I will not, sir. I am terrified of anything batting related. I don't believe it, but I appreciate the thought.
Yeah. We'll follow up with Micmac on this, everyone, and maybe come back with some more information. Because I also agree. Ulta, Sephora, Target, Amazon even, absolutely. I haven't been to Walmart in a while.
Okay, wait, I'm loving Edward Kim's contribution to this conversation. I feel like Walmart also has parental shoppers who might buy their kids' first beauty products from Walmart. Okay, great. Because they don't have access to an Ulta or Nautilus to shop.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I feel like a retailer that you can trust because you've shopped there for years, etc. But...
Okay, I can see that. And also, yeah, they do carry like, you know, the L'Oreal's, like the drugstore type mass brands. So I can see that, but that just still doesn't.
I know, but it's all, and the accessibility factor. It's so accessible.
IDK. But I love to see Ulta Beauty at number two.
Yes, same. I mean, what's happening with Sephora? 1%.
Sephora, we got to help you out, sis. Call Sephora. Okay. Any questions that we can answer? Any cues we can A? Is there anything that you want to come up and say? Raise your hands, speak now, and or forever hold your peace.
Until the next one.
Yeah, we want to do this again. This was so fun.
Oh, morning serum recommendation, Edward Kim. Well, currently,
ooh,
the Rode glazing fluid is my go-to.
Yes, I do love the Rode glazing fluid, but Edward, I am going to tell you a story. There is a brand called Dew Skin, D-I-E-U-X. They make a serum specifically for redness. And
how do you know Edward Kim has redness? Did he say? Oh, for redness. I see. Sorry, I missed that point.
I have ESP, so I can read it. And literally this serum is saving people's skin right and left. I highly recommend it. You can find it on our website.
Also, because I recently found out that I have mild rosacea and experienced the redness, the Facile one.
De-stress from Facile is also great. Guys, by the way, like every podcast episode we do, any product we mention on this podcast will be on our Shop Our Shelf. So we will link that. Which you can find on our Instagram page, our website, all that good stuff. Edward, I believe it's $68. It is like more in the prestige pricing. Patrick was using an exorbitant amount of product that I had gifted him. That's not his normal skincare routine.
Zoe, speaking of Chanel, has anyone tried the new Chanel foundation? We talked about the product on the last episode. It is a concealer, a foundation concealer. Love it. Best way to apply cream blush without making it splotchy, Tia. I personally like to apply with my fingers first. Same. It really depends on the texture, but I will really use my fingers to blend. Katie Jane Hughes has a nice brush for cream blush. That's good to know. Also, Monica Blender has a great brush. It's like a stippling brush.
Kirby and Sarah, have you tried any makeup products from Trixie Cosmetics or Kimchi Chic? I love supporting their brands. They work. I have not.
I tried like the initial launch collection from Kimchi Chic and it was adorable and so fun, but I have not tried any products since. But the co-founder or person behind Kimchi Chic is Tony Ko, who founded NYX Cosmetics. So yes, that makes sense why it's so good.
Yep. I have not, guys, I'm gonna be honest. I've never tried a Trader Joe's beauty product. And I think I got turned off from doing so when some dumb website claimed that their moisturizer was a dupe for La Mer. And I was like, LOL, this is actually insulting on so many levels to people's intelligence. So I've been kind of anti Trader Joe's beauty products for that reason, but Sarah, someone said that we should do a Tuesday Trader Joe's episode.
I love that.
We should go shopping at Trader Joe's, pick up two or three beauty products, test them for a week, and then report back.
Great. I love a challenge.
We'll do it by the end of the month. I love to hear it.
KDK makes a really great point reminder. Sunscreen is HSA, FSA dollar eligible. So if you have HSA, FSA money, buy your sunscreen. Submit those receipts. Thank you, Katie. Yes. You guys, this was so much fun.
This was so much fun. I know Sarah has to go because she has a small child to tend to. I also have a small child to tend to. It's my dog, Quinn. she needs to go for a walk.
Just raging toddlers.
This was so much fun. I think now that we know that y'all have interest in these types of shows, that we'll keep doing them and plan on doing them consistently. We cannot thank y'all enough for the support that y'all have shown us over the last 3 years. And even just coming to something like this for us makes our hearts just flutter and so proud. So glams, keep it SPF flirty. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.